complemented and enhanced as befits the ballad tradition by plenty of fine food and drink. I've been aided in organizing this evening's event, especially by the Night of Songs team. Pax Haymeyer, who has been coordinating the performers and will be filming the event. There he is at the back. Hey, Pax. Liberty Stanovich, key figure in putting together the song booklet for the evening, together with Chris Maccabee. Chris is here, and Liberty, where are you hiding? She's late. She's probably stuck behind a bicyclist. Revel Carr and Kathy Meitzel, our ethnomusicologist specialists. And once again, I have to stress a second time, Chris Maccabee, who's had a finger in every dike and has been instrumental in bringing the song booklet to press. All the other organizers of the Straws in the Wind Conference, Anita Greeny, Simone Chess, Tassie Gennady, whose name I pronounce incorrectly every single time I pronounce it, and Mac Tess, who have made runs for drinks and equipment, and you also see Tassie roaming periodically with a digital camera, and many other of our early modern faculty and graduate students, especially such as Eric Nebaker, Chauffeur of the Year, who's been making runs for all of you in a shuttle, and all the others who came up to the door and picked you up. Special thanks go to Barbara Hirsch at the back of the room, standing all alone from the music department, who stepped in to handle the sound system for the evening, and to Karen Cisneros. Is Karen still here? Right there at the back. She's the English department's faculty staff advisor for finances, and she's gone above and beyond the call of duty in helping us pull off this event within budget, we hope. Going to be touch and go, I think. You should have all been provided with a song booklet. If you don't have one, raise your hand, because we can get you one. It's been a labor of love by a number of people, including Chris Maccabee and Liberty and a bunch of people towards the end. The song booklet offers a brief introduction to the history of early modern ballad tunes and singing practices. It offers reproductions of the texts of the ballads that will be sung after dinner so that you can follow along, as well as a fuller biography than I'll be providing in my introductions of all the performers for the evening. Consider this your souvenir for the evening, just as an early modern contemporary might acquire a ballad to take home after being charmed upon hearing it sung. We begin this evening's activities with a delicious appetizer for dinner, a lecture performance by Diane Dugau. And introducing Professor Dugau is Stephanie Charas, one of our own from the music department. And I'm going to now turn it over to Stephanie.
Thank you.